With 90 players walking onto the field in training camp, simple mathematics can tell the story. An NFL roster on opening day features 53 players. That means 37 players, over a third of the names in camp, won't be wearing purple come September 14th.
Just being in the NFL, you always think about the numbers and how many guys you start with and then how many is, you know, going to actually make the roster. So it's something always to think of, especially, you know, being a vet and knowing how things work. So it's always on my mind.
An equation that puts pressure on every single player, because in the NFL, no roster spot is ever completely safe.
We meet weekly with the coaching staff, discuss each player, how they're progressing on the field, how they're progressing in the weight room, how they're progressing in the meetings. And we start to formulate, you know, a little bit what potentially our 53-man roster could look like, and also the potential practice squad candidates that we'll keep.
This training camp and preseason, we will feature the roster and position battle from the eyes of four completely different vantage points. Rookie free agents working to catch the eyes of the coaches. The drafted rookies learning the ropes of the NFL. Young talent trying to earn more playing time, and veterans knowing they always have someone wanting their job.
There's a lot that goes into it when it comes down to all the roster cuts, and so to speak. You know, when I was coming into the league, just listening to older guys, they always advised me to not really get caught up in that, and don't get caught up in what other guys are doing, if they're doing well or not doing well, and you know, just go out there and play. And everything will take care of itself and it'll unfold how it's supposed to. And just worry about taking care of your job and doing your responsibility and just do what you got to do.
Each player wants to have everything go right to start off camp. But things were a bit rocky at first for undrafted rookie Anthony Harris.
My flight was supposed to leave at 8:45 yesterday, and then it got delayed. They said the plane was broke. So they were sending in a new plane to pick us up. So we end up boarding close to 10:30. And then after sitting on the plane for a while, they said that there was balance issues because it was a different type of plane. So they wanted to avoid asking people to get off. So they decided to shift our luggage around onto another flight that was supposed to come here. So it sounded good. And then the one thing I was pleased about, they actually bumped me up from row 18 to row 4. So I ended up being in first class. So that was nice. But then I got here and then realized that they didn't know where my luggage was. So
the rookie safety from Virginia made a big impression in minicamp and off-season workouts. And even with his travel headaches, he's excited to begin his NFL journey.
Feels good, you know, to be able to, you know, wake up each morning and focus on something that I love, which is football. So I'm excited to be here, you know. Got a lot of great guys who I'm learning from, a lot of great coaches trying to help me get better, and right now I'm just trying to take advantage of the opportunity.
Excitement fills the air for every player as they return to the practice field and put on the pads. While there is pressure each and every day throughout camp, the players know they need to just play the game and not worry about the numbers.
Kind of don't think about that. You know, you start thinking about stuff like that, then you find yourself maybe trying to add and subtract certain numbers when it comes to certain positions. You don't want to do that. You know, you want to go out there, you just want to play football, you know what I'm saying, go out there with your teammates, have a good time, play relentless, have fun, go out there and make each other better, you know what I'm saying, and let the eggs fall where they may.
The 6 weeks of camp and the preseason are more than being prepared for the 2015 season. Each player will have highs and lows, but they all know they get a fair chance to catch the eye of the coaches and staff and have their opportunity to be members of the Minnesota Vikings.
I just go out and play. I mean, I know there's gonna be some cuts. It's kind of crazy. Like, it's a game that we all love and we cherish and we're taught to be brothers and a family, but you're kind of like, man, this guy's, I want to be his friend, but I really don't like him. Like, I don't want to like him like that because he could be the guy that takes my spot. But I mean, you gotta be confident in yourself knowing that all I can do is trust in myself and know that if I go out there and give it all I got and if it's not here, there's 31 other teams that may pick me up. And I mean, just go out there and work, man. Do the best you can be, and be the best person you can be on and off the field.